This has been my life here.
Yes, ma'am.
You see, because I moved down here when I was 19.
Right here.
Well, we lived 3 years up on the next hill, and then we bought this place, and we've been right here ever since.
Yes.
On this hill.
It's very pretty place.
Thank you. Yeah. I need a lot of work done to my house. If I'd stay at home, I told them I'd do something, but I don't have time. This house is going to be done when I'm gone, though. And my porch, I think my son, he's going to take pity on me and do something to my top. It won't look so dirty, but that'd be okay.
Take an ocean, because
I got to hurry up and go. My time's running out on me now.
Except
my grandson, John, you ought to meet him. He told me I was going to live to 90. I told him, well, things had to get a lot better. I don't know whether I wanted to live to be 90 now.
Something that you would boil water in, like you said, for tea or something like that would be a what?
Tea?
Yeah, or coffee.
Well, we had coffee pots. And put the coffee and water in and sit down on the stove and boil it. On the wood stove. And then when it got done, you see, we had big stoves and ranges mostly. You know what a range is? A big stove with a back here, and then at the top you'd have a little place where a warmer, you called, and if you were in the winter, you'd put your food up there in that warmer and keep it warm. But anyway, it had a little shelf on the edge of your stove, out over from over the heat, and you'd boil your coffee and pull that pot out. It was an enamel pot for coffee. I remember that. But mostly we used was iron stuff. Enamel was beginning to come in, but not much. But as far as the other, you know, what they have now, we have this otherware. What am I trying to say? After enamel, then we begin to have shiny, aluminum. Then a few aluminum things begin to come in, cookware, double boilers mostly, things like that. But still, you go back to your iron pots and pans, and on the bread skillets were big, black skillets about this big and about that thin, though, and that's what the biscuits were good cooked on, because it was thin. Even a thin layer of cornbread was real good. I have a big black skillet my mother-in-law's. That thing's that big, and I know it, because 19, and when I married, my husband was 2 or 3 years older than me. So that thing, it's getting up in the age now, isn't it? That black skillet, and it's still good. But I didn't keep any of a black pot. We did most of the cooking in anything in a black pot. That's
okay.
All I had.
And you used what sort of utensils did you use in the kitchen?
I don't know. That day and time, I just imagine it was, bone knives. I remember bone knives and forks. They had bone handles, knives and forks. And what you cook with, I imagine they had
spoon?
Mm-hmm. Forks, big forks made out of, what you make knives and forks out of.
Yes, ma'am.
And spoons.
Yeah. Now, after dinner, the dishes were dirty. You had to, after you got soap all over them,
you had dish pans.
Uh-huh.
And didn't they have these fan hands though with that Lysol?
Y'all
and
did you have water running where you could hear?
Well,
as long as you were here.
No, we never had running water when I lived with my sisters out there. You see, and no running water.